Thank you, Jeremy.
So, Lamaisa, Rabbi Yisai, we're holding in the middle of this issue with Kilayim that Tosfos already, I'm not going to go through all the background because we really need to make headway. Tosfos already introduced us to the Gemara and Daf Kuf. The Gemara and Daf Kuf introduces a case with Rish Lakish and Rabbi Elazar that there was a chiyuv of Dina de Garmi by relying on his word, and the Gemara tells us that that's Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi Meir is the one who's done Dina de Garmi. Now, although the Gemara thinks originally that that statement of Rabbi Meir is the one who's done Dina de Garmi, and therefore we shouldn't rely on it, so the Gemara comes out and says, no, it's not true. We actually paskin like Rabbi Meir over here, above and beyond anyone else, and the Rabbanan, and this is exactly why the Gemara earlier on Tzariches says, if you're Sarif Shtaros of Shalchavero, even though it's not classic Hezek, like one of the Dalet Avos Nezikin in the beginning of Baba Kama, it's not Adam Amazek over here, but you would still be Chayiv over here for this din of Dina Digarmi. Okay, yesterday, when we were introducing this concept, we delved into it a little deeper because we realized that our whole sugya is actually the source for the concept of Dina Digarmi, because ultimately the Gemara Daf Kuf, when it's looking for where Rabbi Meir made a statement, it rejects every other statement of Rabbi Meir of Metame Taros of Shachavero, of Misachich Kefano Hagabi Chavero, of Tzaveya Tzimro Shel Chavero. In all those cases, the Gemara says that that's Mazik Biyadayim, that's a classic Adama Mazik, that's not going to be something unique and obscure like this new din called Dina Digarmi. So what is ultimately the case of Dina Digarmi? It's this fascinating Brisa. This fascinating Brisa that's somehow attributed to Rabbi Meir. We're not entirely clear. We're going to get to that in Mirtz Hashem in the future sugyas. By the way, as I pointed out to Judah, Rabbi Yisai, we still didn't get back to the fundamental question of Baba Basra of why is one person obligated over here above and beyond the other. I know that we didn't get to that, Rabbi Yisai. I am hopefully going to get back to every stage and every aspect of the sugya. I just need time. I need time and I need days to be able to go through this in a thorough way. But we can't skip other major sugyas. We have to choose an order. We are going to get back to that. Who's chayiv over here? Back to the Baba Basra sugya will come in Mirtz Hashem. The Ma'ariv Mekayim sheets were already made on that, so don't worry about that. We're gonna get back to it. Okay. So Lamaisa comes along, Tosfos, and Tosfos in throughout Shas. This is a Shas Tosfos, Shas sugya, Rabbi Yisai, about what the nature of the din of Dina Degarmi is, which is fundamentally based on our sugya. So Tosfos quotes two deis. In Tosfos in Baba Basra and Daf Chav Beis, because the Gemara Baba Basra Daf Chav Beis seemingly is telling us that Grama is Aser, even though Grama is Pater, right? That's the Gemara and Daf Chav Beis that we left off with yesterday. Now, with the exception of Rashi that seemed to intertwine and intermingle these concepts of Grama and Garmi, which the Ramban takes issue with, and Rashi moves alone over there, and Rashi says the one who's Pater and Grama is the one who's not done Dina Degarmi, and the one who is done Dina Degarmi, namely Rabbi Meir, he was going to be Mechayev Grama, because Rashi seems to, throughout, and there are other sources that Rashi does this, but seems to be that Rashi holds that Grama and Garmi are synonymous. But most of the Rishonim did not go with that Mahalach, as Tosfos is the first example, that Tosfos and Bavas and Dav Chabezim Abbeis is going through the sugya of why Grama is Pater, might be Usser, but I don't really care right now about Yom Kippur, I don't care about Tshuva right now, I'm not worried about what's Usser or what's Mutter, I want to know, bottom line, who's going to have to pay, who's not going to have to pay. Cash is king, right? That's what we're talking about right now. Dine Mominis, Avada, you should stay away from it. Avada, it's Usser, but that's Midine Shamayim, that's not Midine Adam. I didn't mean that I don't care about it, Avada, I care about it, I just want to explain that. But Rabbi Yisai, Lamaisa, so the Rishonim feel compelled to be mechalik between Grama and Garmi. So the Ri gives some sort of chiluk that it has to be done by the individual and it has to be miyad. Other Rishonim add other chilukim. I don't think Tosfos said this, correct me if I'm wrong. The concept of Bari Hezeka, I think that the Hezek has to be clear, is another difference that the Rishonim in some places, maybe the Rosh, writes in some places that the difference between Grama and Garmi. Basically, the Ri is like kind of stuck in a corner, and he's like, why are you sometimes pottering, sometimes being Mechayev? There's got to be some formula to what's included in Garmi that we would be Mechayev, and what's not included in Garmi that we wouldn't be Mechayev. And that's where the Ri comes up. Now, as Yosef pointed out, it's a little bit hard, and as Tosfos points out over there in Bava Basra, such a chiluk is hard to swallow because there are many cases that seem not to fit into that pattern. That you have a case of garmi, even though I am not technically doing it myself. Or as Yosef pointed out, and I sent the Mordechai Yosef, that was because of you. I sent the Mordechai in Bava Kama that asked Yosef Kasha, that said, how are you going to plug in the klalim of the re into Mechitzas HaKerem Shenifritza? Right over there, I'm not doing anything. Or over there, it's not happening right away. So those are some good kashas. If anyone could come up with some terutzim over there, Rabbi Yisai, it would be some extra credit and some satabim yashiv the re from the Gemara in from our Brisa, from Kilayim, that over there you're not the active party, and also it's not happening right away. So both the two conditions that the re said, you know, and what's interesting is the Tosfos and Bava Basra didn't ask from our kash, from our sugya, Rabbi Yisai. That's even more interesting. Once you're in attack mode, so why didn't Tosfos follow Yosef's lead? Why didn't Tosfos say, hey, what are you going to do with the mocker for Dina Degarmi? What's the mocker for Dina Degarmi? Our Paraisa. Right, Rabbi Natan, with the Stam Mishra, with the whole Gemara and Dafkuk. What's going on over here, Rabbi Yisai? For some reason, the Tosfos didn't attack the Re with that attack. So it's a kasha not only on the Re, it's a kasha on the kashas of Tosfos. Seriously, you got to ask all the kashas. All the kashas have to be asked. Like, we threw 6,000 kashas on the first day of the sugya. You got to continue asking kashas even when you get into the Rishonim. How does each Rishon deal with every Raya, Rabbi Yisai? That's what I do on a daily basis, Rabbi Yisai. Every sugya, we have Gemaras, we have Rayas, we go through all of Shas based on the Rishonim, and now we try to play ping pong. How does this region deal with it? How does this region deal with it? That's what a sugi is. That's what a chabur is. That's what you guys are in training ground right now to do. And Mirtz Hashem, with a few years doing this beretzifus and without any shtick, you'll be able to give serious hardcore chaburas. Yeah.
You can't say that the Gemara, that the Braisa actually just holds that it's straight grama.
The Braisa in Baba Kama? Our Braisa?
No, our Braisa.
Mechitzas HaKerem.
Yeah, you said it's the classic case of...
No, the Gemara calls it Dina Degarmi. Yeah, you could if you hold like Rashi and you hold those things are synonymous. You don't really think so, right?
No, I think that they're different, but I think that it's for exactly those reasons are that... Meaning, like, it's straight from you, like, it's coming from you. If you don't do anything, then it's just going to happen automatically. So maybe it's just straight grama. Even though there's a separation of time and there's...
So why is the Gemara saying that this is the source for Garmi?
Does it say Garmi?
Yeah, this is the Gemara in Baba Kama Daf Kuf. The Gemara says, where did Rabbi Meir be Mechayev Garmi? And the Gemara quotes our Braisa. That's the Hakdama of the Sugya. That's what Rabbi Natan brought in Tosfos Dibur Maskil Kedesani. He brings the Gemara rejects every other source and says, the only thing I have left is this Braisa. So this is Garmi. Yeah. There's no question, Rabbi Yisai, that our Sugya is Garmi. Whether or not you want to now say like Rishayim, like Rashi, that Garmi and Grum is synonymous, okay, have fun. But like, you know, It's a collector's item, but I'm not going down that route. And somehow this is going to be garmi, and it's going to be chayef because of that. The Gemara says chayef b'achrayes. You got to pay. Yeah.
I mean, couldn't that be the whole reason why Tosfos picks up so much on the Hasra?
Which Tosfos? Oh, our Tosfos.
So that for whatever reason that this case either miyad after the Hasra or miyad after the Yesh, that's when the hezek happens.
Because of which reason? You're saying it's based off of Tosfos Bava Basra Daf.
Yeah, either because of the Hasra or because of the.
Because
Yesh,
what? Hasra. Explain it to finish
that,
it up.
That the hezek comes right after miyad after the Baal HaKerem.
Where do you see? I hear what you're saying, but where do you see? Why can't I say like this? Imrim Logdar, we gave him a warning, and then 2 minutes, there was a little bit of a break after the Hasra, and he did it. You're saying the Hasra is synonymous with Miyat. That's a little bit.
Or the Yeish is synonymous. But as soon as he's with Yeish, then okay, he's no longer going to be.
But who says that happened right away? Maybe they gave Hasra, and then we realized he's not doing it. He took a flight. He left, he gave up, he says, I don't care about this field anymore, so now it's Kilayim, so now it's Chayav HaPrayis. How do you know that there's a time factor there? I hear what you're saying, and it's helpful because you're answering some of the peculiar questions that we ask that really we don't understand the whole concept of Hasra, but you know, it's being maisik a little bit to the story that it was Hasra and it's Miyad, and that's Iker Chasser from what Tosfos says. Tosfos should have said that. So Rabbi Yisai came along with Balei HaTosfos and Bava Basra and Daf Chav Beis and Mebeis and said, Perhaps there's a new yusug. Perhaps we're misunderstanding this entire sugya, and we're giving this sugya, you know, an analysis that's not necessarily so clear. Comes along the Ritzvah and he says, a whopper of a yusug that really answers all sugyas. Zok the Ritzvah with a one-liner says, by the way, this whole concept of din and degarmi, it's only a din midrabanan. And since it's only a din derabanan, so the Bali HaTosfos, the whole long Tosfos on Vasuch of Beis and Beis, it's trying to figure out what's the recipe. When are we mechayev and when do we pater? How do we have some gemaras that say, like Tosfos lists, that Grama ben Ezekin is pater, and some gemaras that say that Garmi ben Ezekin is chayev? How do you have your cake and eat it too? What's the difference? So the Ri's working and trying to figure out the recipe and the difference, and is he involved? Is he not involved? Is it bar? Is it? No. Says the Ritzvah. Chazal certain times have to make enactments. Chazal certain times, in order to make society more efficient and make sure that things stay calm, they have to get involved. Really, on a level, d'oraisa, everything's potter. So don't get into the mechanics and the recipe of what makes this formula and what makes that formula. Whatever shchiach, whatever is normal, whatever is common, whatever is protocol, whatever is things that people are going to run in on a normal basis, and if we don't step in over here, it's going to be a mess to society. That's where we're going to say doin din d'garmi. But wherever it's totally uncommon, right, Rabbi? So you ever hear the phrase? I'm sure you've come across it. Milsa d'loy shchicha le'gazur be'rabbanon. An uncommon occurrence is something that the rabbis don't touch. They don't get involved. They don't institute edicts for something that's a once in a blue moon. So memela, in such a situation, they're not going to apply. So now, put on those goggles, says Taisus. Put on the idea that it's a din d'rabbanon. And now you go through all of Shas and you'll figure out. Here they thought it was appropriate. Here they wouldn't. They felt it wasn't appropriate. Azoi zokt the shita of Taisus. But Taisus can't just get away with saying that, Rabbi Yisrael. Yeah, Judah.
It does. What's the difference between Grum and the anti-Garmi?
Where Chacham? Garmi is really Grumma. On a level of the Oraisa, Garmi is Grumma. There is no recipe. There is no chilek. Aye. Why do you have certain gemaras that Taisus says you're machayev din and degarmi? So what's that, Rabbi? Said, what does Taisus say? So Taisus says, "V'nira l'ritzvah the din and degarmi avim etam knas k'nimuch berishalmi ulekach." First of all, he doesn't tell me where that Yerushalmi is. Who saw this Yerushalmi, Rabbi? Said Ramban, excellent Shimi. Ulekach kol hezek amotzi v'rog alav l'konso chachomim ulekach. Kol hezek hamotzi v'rogil. Any common? How do I translate rogil different than common? Kol nezek hamotzi, that's common, v'rogil and constant?
Regular.
That's regular.
Regular. Same thing.
It's the same thing? I want to figure it out. Every word of the Rishayim.
Emphasize, you say like this.
Okay, maybe. Like konsu chachomim. Bitam de konsu. No, I think regilis is more like, it's not just a common occurrence. That's what I'm talking. Frequent. No, but it's regilis. There's a word over here. Regilis is not just motzi. Regilis is the tendency of man. You get trapped. Chevra, it's the Rebbe Chasman. It's regilis. It's cutting off the ties, like what you do every day. It's the shmooze from Shabbos. Good. Ulekach kol hezek amotzi v'rogo lovo konsu chachomim. V'tam de konsu, and why did they make up this knas? Shloye kol echad oylech umazik l'chaveiru be'en. So that you're not going to have people that are now going to walk up to their friend, mess them over, and say what? Ah, sorry, it's Garmi. Sorry, it's Groma. I'm Potter. I'm not Chayiv. No, that's going to be messed up. So therefore, there were Mechayiv Dina de Garmi. But the recipe is just what was common and what was constant or was frequent.
Wait, so what are the parameters?
On a level of Doraisa, it's Groma.
But what are the
there are no parameters. So whatever Chacham or Mechayiv. Yeah, that's what it sounds like. It's not necessarily a pattern for all those examples. Rabbi Sai, but over here, Rabbi Sai, Taisus has to prove this. So where does Taisus prove this? Before we get to the Yerushalmi of Taisus, So Tosfos elsewhere that we saw already gave a raya to this. Who else held like this? Rabbi Yisai? Tosfos Baba Kama. To answer whose kasha? Rabbi Moshe. Rabbi Moshe, me? Me? I can't say it, so I'm asking you to say it. Mipuntaiza. Mipuntaiza. Rabbi Moshe Mipuntaiza. However, the reason why I'm telling you that is because you're going to, whenever you hear the word puntaiza, which is going to be in 25 years from now, you're going to remember, Tosfos Baba Kama, Dinat Garmi. So what does Tosfos there say? But the Gemara is looking for things that you can be ma'it, bor, according to Rabbi Yehuda, agansa, sugya, what the psukim by bor and parshas mishpatim are coming to exclude, and the Gemara ends off with a kasha, according to Rabbi Yehuda, we're left off. We don't know what chamor comes to exclude. So the Gemara says, you're right, it's a kasha. We don't know the teretz. It's come along the Rishonim and say, kasha? I'm going to try to give a teretz over here. That's a shita based on the Rashbam and Vavasa. Kashas, they try to answer. Tuyuftas, they don't try to answer. Oh, it's a kasha? So says Prechter Rav Moshe Mipuntaiza. That what? So then why can't it come to be Mamayit, to be burned? A guy's shtaros. So we know, Rabbi Yisai, from the Gemara Bava Kama Tzadiches, that the din of burning shtaros is a din based on what klal? Dina de Garmi. So in Kain, when Tosfos asks his kasha, and Tosfos assumes that it's coming to be Mamayit lefi Rabbi Yehuda, from which pasuk chamor he can't be Mamayit chamor veloy kalim like Rabbanan do, because he holds what, that a kalim, that an iPhone that falls into a bore, right, that it's what? It's chayiv. So what's the pasuk coming to exclude? The Gemara says, I don't know. He lifts up his hands. The Gemara says, I don't know, according to Rabbi Yehuda, what the pasuk's excluding. Frekt Ramosha Mipuntaize. Why don't you come to be Mamayet Shtaros? And we know Shtaros is chayiv because of the Gemara Tzadi Chesam Abayz. That what? Sir Shtaros of Shalchavir is chayiv Laman Dedo and Dina Degarmi. And that was not only that, the example of what? Of where a katan who did an aveira has to do tshuva, because Raphram was chayiv Rav Ashi, that he burnt the community shtaros when he was a young kid and he thought he would get away with murder, and he didn't know the Ramah on the end of Hilchos Shabbos, the last Ramah in Siman Shin Mem Gimel, I believe, that says what? A katan who does an aveira has to do tshuva. Geshmak, Rabbi Yisai, all one sugya. Chevre. So Tosfos, what are you talking about? Memayit from a pasuk to the din of Sarif Shtaros? So that's a din derabanan. You don't have miutim of psukim for inventions midrabanan. Just doesn't work. Rabbanans came later. Rabbanans exist on their level. We're talking on a level of daraisa. Your sugyers are not matching up. You have a nice gemara from Baba Kama Daf Tzadiches Sarif Shtarosov, according to a gemara on Daf Kuf that says Doin Din Degarmi. That's all nice, but that's only on a level of derabanan. It's not going to help me for my miutim of psukim. Says Tosfos, yeah, Julian.
You could say it's a steer in the re, because the re is the one that said there, that tarot said it's only in there one.
So, Julian, you just made an assumption. You just made an assumption.
I know. That's...
You're assuming, and I hear what you're saying, because the way I present it, it's like that. It's not clear to me that the re holds Garmi's Doraisa. And I think that'll come up in future sugyas. So hold that point. I hear the ha'ara. According to the way we're presenting right now, that l'chayra would be a steer in the re. But let's learn some more Tosfos in Baba Basra. Let's wait till we get to the Amud Beis, which will probably be in like 6 months from now. And then we'll analyze what maybe whether that the re holds Daraisa. Great ha'ara. Yeah.
I mean, the case of Shtaros, why isn't it a Davar Gorm
Look at the Gemara in Baba Kama Daf Tzadi Chesam. The Gemara asks this kasha. Before we get to Dina Degarmi, that's in the Shach with Tari in the Gemara. Yeah.
I just want to clarify. So, shtaros are an instrument that are that was created and used by Beis Din, and therefore we can't have a pasuk coming to teach us to include that?
No. Sorif shtaros. Dina Degarmi. The Gemara in Baba Kama Tzadi Ches. The Gemara that we were discussing. That all is Dina Degarmi. That's all. The chiyuv to rip up a shtar, $10.3 billion. That whole example that we spoke. Yeah.
Why would it be a steer in the read? Where do you say it's
Julian's right? Kasha?
Yeah.
Ask Julian.
Julian.
From our Tosfos in Baba Basra Chafiz, the re tried to make a chiluk that said Be'etzem Garmi and Grim are different.
like through the criteria. And the Ritzva came and said, no, really, the Raisa, they're all Pater, it's just one, they were Knas and one's different. So it sounds like the Re argues on that. It sounds like he holds that by Etzem there's a difference.
I mean, Julian is. He didn't say that.
Rebbe also presented it like.
I did. I presented the Rabbanon. Right, correct. So, but Julian's right, meaning. I did present it like that because that's the way Tosis presented it. Tosis says, if you hold this derabanan, so the answers are simple. No. Meaning the Re is coming l'chayra on a level deraisa. L'chayra. I don't know for
he's
sure.
Just stressing the fact that it was the reason for the chaos.
Jeremy's comment. Jeremy's saying back to you that even the Re might hold its derabanan, but there's a derabanan with a formula. There's a formula to the derabanan. Because it might sound like it does. It sounds like the Ritzba is coming and is being mechadish. I'm not conclusive about this. I'm not taking a side right now. I think both of you might be right, but it sounds like from the lashonis of Tosfos that Tosfos held. Oh, according to the Ritzba, this is only
Icha. I think we should pick a side based off the other Tosfos.
Okay, yeah. Good. So then hold your horses because we're going to get back to it and then you might be the target in future sickness. But I don't know. I don't have anacha. I don't have achra right now. I hear both of your tzadim. Right now I don't have achra. I don't have achra. I hear what Julian's saying and I hear what you're saying. Excellent. Rabbi Sai, where did Tosfos in Baba Kama come with the raya from? He had a gemara. What was his gemara? His Gemara that he was hanging his hat on was one Gemara. The Gemara says as follows, and listen carefully, everybody, because some of you missed this in the first year. The Gemara discusses Iosu Takonas Nigzal Bimisira. What does that mean? It's Gemara Baba Kama Dafsav Mechbez Menal. Okay? What does that mean? What is Takonas Nigzal? So, everybody, say, help me out here. What's Takonas Nigzal? So, the Gemara said that there was a matzav of Gzeli, Yeshimi, help me out.
That you could make a Shavua, that stuff that person stole from you, and then you get.
Okay, you have a classic case of Gzela. Everyone hear me? A classic case of Gzela. Not the case of Mesira. A case with a Gazlan and an Igzal. Now, he doesn't have the rayas, he doesn't have the proof, he doesn't have the ability to get the money out of the Gazlan's hands. But he will take a Shavua. So, came on a level of Daraisa, such a thing does not exist. You can't do that. Came along Chacham and they made a takana and they said we're going to make a takana for the Nigzal and we're going to allow him to take a shvua that he now can take a shvua and once he takes the shvua now he can take his money back. Frek the Gemara a shayla, a bunch of shaylas, but the Gemara frek the shayla he also takonas Nigzal when it comes to what Mesira. What's Mesira an example of? What is Mesira by Sai? An informant or a snitch, right? Or someone who's shaloi kedin telling on another yid and therefore causing him to get damaged or get hacked and get and ice gitzaras and he's really he now has to deal with the mafia or whatever it is. So that's a problem and that's what we spoke about yesterday. It could even be a roidef in dina nefashos and certain people held like that. Rabbi Sai, not for now, but that's the din of mesira. So frek the gemara kasha. So now when I lost my money through mesira, iasu takana or lo asu takana. Again, the Nigzal Gazlan has nothing to do with Mesira. We're just extrapolating from a Nigzal Gazlan case and applying it to a case of Mesira where he got nailed also. So, comes along Tosfos and says, what's the Ibaya? Why isn't it Pashit? Of course, whatever applied to one should apply to the other. Says Tosfos, because this is not D'oraisa. Must have been that this is only Midrabbanan. The whole concept that the Nezek over here was on a lower level, the Mesira. It's totally removed. It's totally not existent. It's not a mazik on a level deraisa. It's only going according to who? Man de do in dina de garmi. Like it's clear from that Gemara of Kama, Samach Beis, that Mesira is only existing mikoyach, the klal of do in dina de garmi of Rabbi Meir's Yisod. So Memela, Zok Tosfos, that's why the Gemara didn't know to extrapolate from Gzela and Nigzal to now have that same takano also in the case of a Durabonan dika dina de garmi. That's the raya that Tosfos has. Good, Rabbi Sai. Tosfos has a raya. And Tosfos brings up this Yisoy. Good. Mayor Rabbeisai. There is a Gemara in Gittin. The Gemara in Gittin introduces something that's going to very much have ramifications in our sugya and play a role in many different levels, and probably going to touch on the machlokas that Julian and Jeremy just had in future sugyas from Tosfos on Amud Beis. We're going to get to there, Mitzvah Shem, Bizchus, and Beheir Meir B'Yameinu Bekarov. But comes along the Gemara, and the Gemara introduces the following concept. A discussion that we had in Bava Kamma. Anyone was here for Bava Kamma? Gemara introduces the din called what? Excellent. What are the examples? Metame. So one walks up to a guy under the guy's stuff, puts a sheretz on it, and he causes it to be tame. Medameya. That was a comma. Medameya. What's medameya, Rabbi Yisai, who remembers from Chulin? Dimua. Right? You cause truma to fall in, but it's a taruvis, and now it's mixed up with his stuff, so he's medameya, so now a regular Yisrael can't eat it. Metame medameya, menasech. What's menasech? It causes his stuff to become aser dika wine, yayin nesech, ayin sham, the Gemara over there, why isn't he chayiv misa, why isn't it kimlev derabinei, if he was oved avodah zarah, the guy's chayiv misa, he should never have to pay. It's a great kasha, that's the Gemara's kasha, on Daf Nun Gimel Amud Beis, fascinating sugya, Kishmaka Lord. Okay. Comes along the Gemara, and the Gemara discusses what's lacking over here in Hezek Sheinu Nikar. There's something lacking over here. It's not classic Hezek. Why? Pashut Pshat, you look at Rashi over there, is that there is no Chisaron over there. There's nothing Nikar La'ayin, there's nothing really that's classic damage. If I take an axe over here and I chop off this desk, I'm chayv to YU money, because now I did. I caused the chisar into their stuff. Over here, there's something. Do I lose the shavius of the item? Yeah, it's a fascinating sugya, Rabbi Yisai, for all financial, majors and those that want to blend the world of halacha. And how do you deal with other types of damage? Because over here, this is halachic damage, right? I can't use it the same way, but Levaisa, I'm causing him some hefsid moments. So there happens to be a machlokes in the Gemara over there. I don't want to get it too sidetracked. We're going to learn in Mitzvah Shem future sugyas. Between who? Anyone know? Between Rabbi Yochanan and? No. Chizkiah. Between Chizkiah and Rabbi Yochanan. Is Hezek Sheinu Nikar Shmei Hezek or Hezek Sheinu Nikar Lo Shmei Hezek? So we're going to go with Rabbi Yochanan right now, and we're going to assume Hezek Sheinu Nikar is really lacking and is Lo Shmei Hezek. Okay? There's something that is lacking in this Hezek, like I've been presenting, and therefore, on a level of Daraisa, a person is really not going to be considered Mazik. You are not considered an Adama Mazik, like crashing my car when you're just Medamea, or Menasik. Good? That's Gemara Gittin. But there's another Chiddush that the Gemara Gittin said. Anyone clap another Chiddush that the Gemara Gittin said, Rabbi Yisai? Already in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yisai, which might be a riot to Rabbi Yochanan. Oh. The Gemara says, Hezek Sheinu Nikar is chayev b'mezid. Upater b'shagig. Who's smiling when he sees that? Rabbi Yochanan's smiling when he sees that. Why is Rabbi Yochanan smiling when he sees that, Rabbi Yisai? Because there's another Gemara that you have to know. I didn't put this bar on the Maamar Kaimis, but exactly what Yosef just said. Gemara tells us in Bava Kamma, and this is Yisod, Rabbi Yisai, never forget this. Okay? Adam Amazik. What's unique about Adam Amazik? Adam Mu'ad La'ilam. Bain. B'shoigig. Bain. B'mezid. Bain. Ba'oines. Bain. B'rotzim. Rabbi Yisai, you did it. It's not your animal. It's you, you're chayv. Adam is obligated to watch himself. You are a bardas. You are a person that's responsible. There's no pturim here. Oines! What do you mean, oines? You're chayv. Oines. Yeah, great. So now you want to get technical with me. What type of oines? Great. Learn Tosfos Bava Kamma Chav Zayin Amud Beis. Not my sugi right now. I can't. Rabbi Yisai, those of you that were in Bava Kamma with me, we did this sugya. We spent time on it. The Ramban in Kuntras Dina Degarmi, the Ramban in Bam Metzia, Machloikis Rishonim, not for now, Rabbi Yisai, but keep that as a collector's item. Major Machloikis Rishonim between the Ramban and Tosis. I'll just tell you now because I like you. Tosis, Baba Kama, Chav Zayin Abayis, if Oynes Gomer, like Mamish, like a wind, like the storm that happened, would you also be chayav for that? Okay? You're going to have a lot of sugyas that the Ramban holds, even by Oynes Gomer, even something that was totally unexpected, even something that is so vite, so crazy, how could you pin it back on me? Adam is mu'ud la'olam. The Gemara said, Bein ba'Oynes. Tosis makes a chiluk, but there's Oynes Kein Gneva, the Oynes Kein Baveda. These are your sugyas. You got to know Rabbi Yisai, but not for now. It might come up in the sugya a little bit later, but these are the sugyas. So Rabbi Yisai comes along Rabbi Yochanan and he says, Adam mu'ud la'olam. If your taka going to be a chayav me as a rag, or as a classic hezek, so why am I potter b'shegig? Must be on a level of the raisa. This is not hezek. This is not adam mu'ud la'olam. I'm not taka being mazik. Why? Because it's hezek she'eino nikar. Because there's something lacking in the nezek. Oh, im kein. That's what the Gemara says. What? You're chayav amazed, but b'shegig you're potter. Why? Because who invented this? However, you can't waste a second, Rabbi Yisai. Listen, snap back in. Who invented this din, according to Rabbi Yochanan? The Rabbanu invented this din. Memele comes to be a knas hachamim. If it's a knas hachamim, when do they institute this knas?
It's matzah.
When it's? Well, what else? When it's? When you're not behaving. When you're going, you're being a menace to society. Kansu mezi, but like kansu shoigeg. That's the yisod, and that's what the Gemara discusses over there. So that's the yisod over there, Rabbi Yisai. Who thinks that that's interesting, Rabbi Yisai, in light of everything we've been discussing? Rabbi Yisai, what are some of the questions that I've had in the sugyas that seem to be very anti-Nezikin in our sugya, Rabbi Yisai?
Asra, Yeyush.
Who could start talking like a lamed a little bit in our sugya? Who could start putting some of the pieces of the puzzle together and stop being fed everything and use their noodles and stop just going on in the Maror Mekoymis and start putting things together, Rabbi Yisai? I'm giving you the tools. Let's go. Let's go, Chevre. Let's wake up.
You need to know you're doing something wrong in order to make you chayv.
You need to know you're doing something wrong in order to make you chayv. So therefore what?
Yeah, that's true.
Like a lamdin. Give me some occurs. Let's go. So if I what? If I say that this whole sugya is what? He's going according to who? Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir, that's not Din Garmi, is the din of Mechitza Shenafla. Mechitza Shenafla is what? Is the source of Din Garmi. If this is the source of Din Garmi, then what? Then what? Then twice the sheet in Baba Asadav Chabbeis, and twice the sheet in Baba Kamadav Dunhei, is what? That Din Garmi is only a Din Midrabanon. If it's only a Din Midrabanon, so then what? Zok the Aliyas Rabbi and Yoinan Baba Basra. Dina Digarmi only applies when what? When you actually got Hasra. Why? Because it's a din midrabanon. You got to know that the guy's amazing. You got to know that the guy meant to do something wrong. They only institute this knas similar to Hezek Sheinu Nikar. B'mezit Kansu B'shoigig like Kansu. What does Rabbi Yoinan say? Rabbi Yonah says, you need Asra for what? For Dina de Garmi. Anyone saw that Rabbi Yonah? None of you saw that Rabbi Yonah. Because I put the wrong daf on. Because I told you, when I say daf dal, I mean daf beis, because I'm confusing. It's all one sugya, Rabbi Yisai. Sorry about that, for those of you guys got messed over for that. But what does Rabbi Yonah say? Someone read me to Julian, read me to Rabbi Yonah. What does he say? Why do you need Asra? So after Rabbi Yonah, Chidish Nifla, you read this Rabbi Yonah quickly, you don't realize that he's saying it. Rabbi Yonah said something myridic. The Asra is needed for what? For the Din of the Garmi to kick in. He doesn't spell it out, but it must be that Rabbi Yonah was holding like who? Toysis and Mabav Asra in the Ritzbah, Toysis and Mabav Kama in the Re. Oh, now I have a sugi that started talking. Now I started realizing, you're a person, you're an isavar. If you start being misyayish, you don't really care about this anymore. You don't care. You're being amazing. I'm done. Kilayim. Okay, now we can be mechayiv. You chayiv achrayis. Geschmack. So good how it all fits together. Now it's building on itself. Things start to make sense. I'm not skipping the sugya. I'm diving into the sugya. And I'm building binyanim that are worth $10.4 billion. Oh, geschmack.
Your
according to that, it would only be one hasra.
So I think the pshat in the re is that it wouldn't be one asra that it's enough. He needs to know every time it falls, he needs to get another warning, because maybe the first time he was b'shoig, the first time he's been mazin, and the second time he's b'shoig. How do you know that you can build up? So then Tosis says, once you start still building a pattern, the guy really doesn't care, and he's mamish this, so maybe that's enough asra. But the point is, this has nothing to do with Sanhedrin. This has nothing to do with Malkus. This has nothing to do with Misas Bezdin. Tosis knew very well that we were in the world of Nezikin, and asra never has any relevance to Nezikin. But it's only once you go through Shas and you see Tosis Shita, that Garmi is the Rabbanan. Now you can start making some sense of this Tosis. Tosis doesn't tell you exactly why. But we can start building a binyan. However, Abaisai, there's a problem. Yeah, Judah.
How would Rashi answer why we need to show Brahma? Like, if Brahma and Garmi are the same.
I have no idea whether Rashi holds that that's Daraisa Daraman. All I know is that Rashi brought it into the sugya of Grama, which I would never have done. I don't know what Rashi Shita is. But Rabbi Yisai, before we get to that, we need to analyze that this is true universally. And Rabbi Yisai, if you haven't bought a Dina Degarmi yet, buy a Dina Degarmi. Kuntra's Dina Degarmi. By the way, that's just geschmack. If you walk into a Sfarim store, like, you don't ask for a set of Ramban. You say to the guy, you know, you want to impress someone. You want to act like you're in. I need a kuchus din of the army of the Ramban. Trust me, you're going to make some. You're not trying to buy some bar mitzvah presents over there. You know, like this guy. Whoa, hey, easy. Kuchus din of the army. I don't want this. There's a kuchus din of the army. So why do you want one? So I'm going to tell you why I want. Because the Ramban is upset. The Ramban is very upset, Rabbi Yisai. And the Ramban decided, because people messed this up, that I'm going to write a kuntras, and I'm going to show some people how they made mistakes in putting all of these sugyas together. Comes on the Ramban and kuntras dinah d'garmi. It's like, where do you begin? It's a schmack. So Ramban quotes these shittas. Oid hikshalanu miachre de kaimulon. Everyone agrees that we pasken like Rav Meir. That's not a question. We pasken like Rav Meir. The doin din d'garmi. Alama tnan ametame v'amedame v'amenasech v'meizid chayev b'shoyu potter. You know who asked this kasha, Rabbi Yisai? Benny asked this kasha in Seder today. Right? Benny asked, I don't understand. He was looking through the sugya of Gittin, Metame, Medame, Menasek. Wait, according to Rav Meir, why aren't you Chayef? Why isn't that Dina Degarmi? Why isn't that Dina Degarmi? So, Zok the Ramban, quoting certain shitas, that he says, Uba Shoiging Amai Pater, Hodaina Dina Degarmi, Umali Shoiging Mali Mezid. Kaven didinohu adamuad la'olam. What's he asking, Rabbi Yisai? What's he asking? How do these two things shtim? Right? That's the Ramban's kasha. I didn't make it up. The Ramban has his kasha. Voidam rinu hasim begitin. Okay, so he strengthens the kasha. Good. Umishum hach kushya. I don't know if I put this on the Merkarmas, but listen to umishum hach kushya. I did. Umishum hach kushya ikamanda omer. The hod the doin dina de garmi, Rameir dina de garmi, mishum knosa who did doin. So there are those that like to say, Baliatoisis, Alias the Rabbi Yoino, Shitas, there's a group of chevra that came to the conclusion, Mikoyach this kasha, that dina de garmi is all a din made up in the Rabbanan. And it's a knas, so therefore, Bemezer, we're going to cut, Mikas, we're showing we're not going to cut. Lab dina daraisa ilkach b'shoy de potter mishum gorim v'hainu de kasach daisam begitin. Oh, and then he says, and they even have a Yerushalmi. This was Shimi's Yerushalmi. This is what Tais is referring to. He didn't tell you what the Yerushalmi is, but if you opened up a Ramban, you would have seen his raya from the Yerushalmi. V'yus smaych ledover zemi mashematzina b'Yerushalmi perek shvus adayonim hamekarish darosu shal chaveru chutz midaito. A guy who rips the star of his friend without his tzivoy, without his commandment, without him asking him to do so.
Rav Chanina, Rav Mona, Chadam, Rechayev, Chadam, Repater. Mandam, Rechayev, Mishum, Knas. Mandam, Repater. Kesosim, Piedo, Chaviro. It's grama. It's like walking up to Eden and holding your hand in their mouth that they can't give the Eden. Okay? That is not Nezek. That's grama. Does anyone understand what I'm saying? Yeah? Okay, good. Perish, chutz midayit shel chaver, you're doing it against his will, and you're doing what? Marba b'kabat zadiches! Aserv shel shel chaver! Shaloi tzivi u ba'al ashtoros lekarin, el shu karin shelo midayit, v'kevin demand mechayim ishim knas mechayim le, shma mino, digar mi lav dinu el haknosa, raboy say, Tosfos has a beferisha who? A beferisha? Yerushalmi. That's pretty straight up. There's no question. That's the Yerushalmi that Tosfos where? Tosfos of Abbasar Chav Beis was quoted. Good? The Ritzbah. Good? Umishum hachi, Rabbi Yisai. Tnan b'masnisin. Tnan b'masnisa. I should correct myself. Actually has a little schmutzik after the yud of masnisin. So you don't know if it's going to be nun aleph or it's going to be nun nun. What am I alluding to, Rabbi Yisai? Rabbeinu Tam, right. The first thesis, right, good. Nifritza oimrim logdur, nifritza oimrim logdur. Kolomer she'ilu lo hisreinu bo dilma shoygeku umiftar. So Rabbeisai, even if you didn't see it in the Rabbeinu Yoina by us, it's beferish in the Ramban in Shitas HaToisus. That the way Toisus is going to learn our Peladika Gemara that brings in Hasra to a world of Nezek is what? Is because since Dina Degarmi is only the Rabbana, you got to be amazed. And the only way of us verifying that you're going to be amazed is if what? We actually give you the warning, and we know what type of person you are. Don't ask me kashas from what? From Adam Udli Olam. From the din of classic Adam Amazik that's chayev no matter whether he's mazid or shoygig or anything. Because it's not Adam Udli. Comes along, the Ramban continues quoting these Balatasis, and he says this, Kasavti Svara Zois Ve'eno Nechayna. I'm quoting to you because this is what is very popular in the Olam HaYeshivas. Many people who open up their Gemaras and are learning Night Seder Chav Beis and are learning Morning Seder Beis, they get used to the Balatasis and the Rabbeinu Yoina and Baba Basra. But the Ramban says, if you don't buy my kuntris, you're not going to realize you are wrong. You are all in danger zone, and you're being duped by the Rishonim. Ein nechayna. What do you mean? Disal gadaita knosahu, says the Ramban. By the way, if you're going to subscribe to the Tosfos, you're not only going to get the pshat and the sugya wrong, you're going to be nafkaninas lahalach. Everybody say, I showed some of the chever sitting next to me. The din in Shulchan Aruch that brings down Aser Shtaroso Dan Din of the Garmi Shin Pei Vav Sif Aleph. Okay, let me just show you the Shach on this commentary. Okay, Shach is over here. The Sif Sekoyin Sif Shif Pei Vav Sif Aleph. Right, it's a doable Shach. Right, comes along the Shach and he says, "I'm just going to write some notes and just to see and the guidance." On the concept of Dina Degarmi. So the Shach continues, and then he continues. That's right. The Chevre, here's the interesting part. I'm not just showing you long Shachs, because, like, what do I need to, like, make you feel inferior right now? And, like, that you're not going to be able to do it. The Pella is, you could tackle this whole Shach. He's going through every single Raya and discussion that we've seen. And he's trying to get to the bottom of what? Is Dina Degarmi, Durabonon, or Duraraisa? But the Shach introduces exactly what the Ramban is introducing right now. So you could take this as, hey, I'm never going to touch it because why would I want to add Mar Makoimis to my Chiyuvim? Or I could say, no, I could tackle the Shach. I could do this. I could even see some of the extra Mar Makoimis that Rebbe's sending through the WhatsApp, and I'm not just going to flick it with my thumb and say, that's not for me. No! Chever, this is you. This is what the Shach is saying. But says the Shach, there's going to be nafkaminas la'alocha above and beyond your shir. Okay, Rabbi Yisai?
Number one, we already learned what? Whether or not a person's going to be chayav, what? Shaykh. Okay, good, good enough, Gamino. There's going to be another nekuda that the Shach mentions that the Ramban wants to take issue and says that he thinks it's pashut. And Rabbi says some of you should know this already from those of you that were in my Shir Pesachim. The hint is, don't say Yosef, the hint is the Neid Yehuda, the $1 million Neid Yehuda, Rabbi Say. By which sugya? By Chometz She'over Olav HaPesach. This is millions of dollars. What's the tshuva? Who could help me out over here? Chometz She'over Olav HaPesach. Yeah, so what was the shayla? Chometz She'over Olav HaPesach. We paskin Chometz She'over Olav HaPesach is a knas. Midoraisa Chometz She'over Olav HaPesach is not osir, right? So a person who has Chometz on a Pesach gets the knas. What happens if he drops dead and then the kids Yarshin, the Chometz, the schnapps company, Rabbi Yisai, Konsub no Achrov Aloy, Konsub no Achrov. If it's a knas, perhaps we don't apply the knas to the Yarshin. Frekta Ramban in Kuntras Dina Degarmi, what happens if you don't learn Psochim? What happens if you learn Baba Basra? What happens if you want to know that a guy is serif a check of his friend? And then the guy who did the Nezek, the Dina Degarmi, drops dead. Konsu the Yarshim, Aloy Konsu the Yarshim. Do they have to pay the Tashlumen or not? Zokta Ramban, if you hold like these fake Rishonim, if you hold like this Toysis, this Rabbeinu Yoino, that holds it just a Knas, so you're going to come and conclude and say, the guy's Potter, this is billions of dollars. This is a Schnapps company, Rabbi Yisai. Is this a Knas or not? Zokta Ramban, Avad the Yarshim Archai. This is Dina Degarmi. This is a Din. Oh, this is a Din. And that brings me to the next raya of the Ramban. Says the Ramban, I'll prove it to you. I'll prove it to you from the story with Reish Lakish and Arbalaz. What was the story with Reish Lakish and Arbalaz, everybody say? What do you say? Go back into the Ramban, learn every line. It's you, it's your sugya. It's not just a floating gemara about a coin that he was relying on Arbalaz. Dr. Ramban, that Gemara says my shite. What does the Gemara say? Void kashye. First of all, says the Ramban, according to you, that holds it's only a knas. You're never going to be mechayev of the yorshim. Is that really true? Right? Then if you're going to apply the dinim of metameh and medameya, so we say over there, loy konsu bnei achrov. Right? Like the dinim, like that's where the noidibi. By the way, that noidibi Yehuda, with the Chometz She'over Olav HaPesach, with the schnapps company, with the guy dying, that's all this Gemara. He's all over this Gemara in Gittin and Gimel. That's what I mean. When you learn a Gemara in Gittin, you think you're not learning a Shaila in Hilchos Pesach, Rabbi Yisai. Wake up and realize all of Torah is one sugya, and it's not my slogan, but I get it from Chazal. It's mamish, all one sugya. Zok the Gemara of Oid Kasha. Ha damrin b'reish lakish da'achvei dinar l'Rabbi Lazar. For some reason, he has Rabbi Allah over here. He had different gears. Va'amar, or it's a mistake. De'imish takach l'bisha mishalim. If it turns out bad, you got to pay. Va'avadai loyoy miskavin lehozik va'afal pichin chayiv. What do you want from Rabbi Lazar's life? Rabbi Lazar was trying to be a good Samaritan. Rabbi Lazar says, I think it looks like a good coin. Why are you telling me that you're relying on me? Zokter Shlokish, why? Because if it turns out that it's bad and I lose money because of this, then I'm coming after you. All right? This is not a pretty conversation, right? The Gemara Baba Kama says the Ramban, what's the pashas of that Gemara? The Rabbi Elazar was an innocent guy. He wasn't trying to be mazikim. He wasn't trying to cause him to lose money. It looked like it was good money. So why would he be chayev? Elamai says the Ramban, it sounds like what? Dina Degarmi is chayev even b'shoigig. It's a kashmak araya. So how's Tosis going to get out of that, Rabbi Say? Anyone think about that?
He gave an answer, no?
He did?
Sham.
Oh, the Ramban gives an answer. Yeah.
Ramban gives an answer to support Taisus, but that's what I want you to train you guys. Anytime you see a raya like that, you got to start thinking. So Ramban says the emes is not a massive raya because you could say that it's really considered mezid because his peshe is negligent and he should have checked better. Good. Vafal pisha zed davar hagun enanu shoymin loy elabale svarazu. Listen to the lashon of Ramban, how upset he is. Bale svarazu ta'o b'shikol daitam. Vitzolu b'mayim adirim. And they what? Tzolu b'mayim adirim, they are...
drowning in deep waters?
Is tzolu drowning or tzolu is like more like polluting? Beautiful geshmaka oceans that you could see the fish. They're mamish making it into murky water. What happened to climate change? The hell of... that was a joke. The hell of biyadam cheres. Va'anon, Zokter Ramban. Dina de garmi kamrinan, the loy knosa de garmi. Zok de helig Ramban, I'm going to say a word to you right now that doesn't, is not complicated, is very simple, but is clear from just the title of the sugya. You see, you could phrase this sugya in different ways. You can call it dina de garmi, or you can call it knosa de garmi. And Chazal told us how to phrase it. Chazal told us, call it Dina Degarmi. Says the Ramban, that title, that concept, that idea, that way to refer to the sugya, is not only telling you a nice title page, but is telling you the essence of what it represents. Dina versus Knossa means a person who is involved in Garmi is Chayov Min HaToyro. He's a Mazik. And now he's Chayov for that. And Odamur La'olam would apply to that, and the dinim of the Oraisa would apply, even if it's Shoigeg, and even if it's Oynis, he would be Chayav. Yeah?
Well, why doesn't he just use Araya from Ufet Zayin and Bava Kama?
He does. That's exactly where I'm going. Zok the Gemara, Zok the Ramban. Let's go. You wanted to go there, so let's go there. Umistabra, the whole milsa da amrina dina de garmi dina hu, milsa de samra bigamara de garcina in perica goizel, hahu gavra da achve akaria de chita de beresh kalusa. Sound familiar, Daniel? It's a Gemara and daf kuf yedzayin, kuf dezayin. So zok the Ramban, listen to the way I'm interpreting that Gemara. Perish me atzmo chive rav nachm vaomerle rav huna barachia dina o knosa. What does the Gemara over there say? It's a Gemara that we haven't discussed. However, can someone please get me an eraser? I need an eraser. But not now. The Gemara in Daf Kuf Tes Zayin discusses what? A what? A guy who shows a bunch of bandits or a bunch of representatives of the king that, oh, Yenim has a lot of money. You should probably take it. Right? So the Gemara says they came to Rav Nachman after the whole thing happened. And they were machayev the guy who squealed, the weasel, to pay him money. And the Gemara raises the following shayla. Rav Huna asked, on Daf Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, Amalei Rav Huna Bar Chia Dina O Knosa. Very interesting question of the Gemara. When you were machayev him, was that a din or was that a knas? Says the Ramban, you know what he was asking? He was asking our very Shaila. He was asking a Yisoid for Dina de Garmi. Here is Dina de Masr, Dino who? Masira, which is what? A classic example of what? Of Dina de Garmi. No. O Knashe Kansu Chachamim Kevin Shehera Me'atzmo. What does the Gemara say? L'may Nafkamino. Do everyone remember the Gemara's Nafkamino? What?
Fine.
No, that is the suffix. Whether or not you could extrapolate this to other areas.
That's a general rule.
Frek the Gemara Akasha, if it's a knas, you can't extrapolate it as a general rule, right? Dina Masa Dinahu, O Knasha Kansu Chacham, came in Shehir Miatzmo, Velo Gomer Mino Ladina de Garmi Achrina. Going Moichel Maradina, Vinesiash Mimenu, Velo Godra. Listen to what the Ramban's saying. The Ramban's saying, can I extrapolate this Din of Mesira to other examples of what? Of what? Of Dina de Garmi. Like what? Sayer of Shtarosov.
right? Or Mara Dinaro, right? All the Gemaras that we learned. Amalei Anima, Sisi Adame, Ma'achma, Sagaz, Chayav, Lamilo, Soda. If what? If the guy on his own pointed out to the bandits, take from here, and he wasn't forced to do so, the Mishnah says what? He's Chayav to pay, and the Gemara comes out and says what? The Kaimelin, the Achve, Achvuye, the Lo Gaza Klum, the Karale Gazlan, Alma, Dinahu. Says the Ramban, what's this Gemara saying? This Gemara on Kuf Yud Zayin is a riot to my Shita. The Gemara is saying you can extrapolate from this din because this is a dino, this is not a knasa. This wasn't a limited case and thing that we're going to be mechayev. The Gemara is clearing what? Is dina de Gemara real Adam Amazik? Is it a dino or is it a knas? Says the Ramban, this is my Gemara. Gemara Mamish asked the Shaila. And the Gemara concluded the Shaila that it's a din. And we could extrapolate this to other Dina Degarmis, Rabbi Yisai. Chevra, I'm sorry to do this, I'm out of time. But right now, I got to ask myself, number one, what in the world are the Bali Atesis going to do with this Gemara? This is a big problem. The Ramban has a bomb Raya from this Gemara. He just dropped the bomb. He said that Adam Mu'ud L'Olam, it's regular Dina Nezek, and it's a Raya from this Gemara, it's a Din. And Chazal, when they coined the phrase, they called it Dina Degarmi. So, we got a problem. But everybody says, I have another problem. You know what my problem is? My problem is the following. My problem is according to the Ramban, I don't really understand this. Who asked this Kasha? Who asked this Kasha? Who do I understand this based on? Really well.
Tosus.
Who don't I understand this? Ramban. This is Benny's Kasha. Why isn't every Dina Degarmi Chayef, right? So, according to Tais, I understand Hezek Shenu Nikr Chayev. So, according to Tais, I understand it's the Rabbanan. So, they only made the Knas of Hezek Shenu Nikr, the Mezin Abishagi. But according to the Ramban, that holds what? That a person who does Dina Degarmi is what? Is a Mazik. Then you should apply the Dinam of what? Adamu Lailam. So, now I have a Kasha according to the Ramban. I don't understand how the Megar and Gittin can make a Chiluk, a Mishnah and Gittin can make a Chiluk between Mezin and Shoigig. I just revived Benny's Kasha once I learned the Ramban. What I thought was hunky-dory now is so bad. So everybody said, I don't understand what Bali Tais are going to do with the Gemara in Kuf Yud Zayin. I don't understand what, how the Ramban is going to deal with the Gemara in Gittin by Hezek Shenu Nikr. And I also am back to square one. I don't understand Yeish, and I don't understand Hasra, Omer Lokdor. I don't understand anything according to the Ramban. Everybody said, you have your work to do, and make sure you go to a farm store and buy Adina de Garmi.
So they're asking if they're listening to the 24 Abba and Abba was Zikin, right? And it says,
Chaver, we don't need numerkaris. We have a lot to work on with what we have. You need to go back to square one.
And it says, so it asks why Rabbi Chiya didn't teach the Abba was of Rabbi Yoshaya, right?
Yeah.
And it says, the Mimoyna Kamari, the Knesset Kamari, right?
Uh-huh.
And then over here, it says, Lamauti Moser Mephago. And then it says, Vilisni, it should say Moser Mephago. Bishop Mephago with Kachim Lekamari, Ella Moser Maitama Lekamari. And he's dealing only with the Mona, not Knesset. My question is, I don't know if I'm explaining myself.
Exactly. I understand your question very well.
It's implying that
it's not your question.
It's implying that Messiah is.